distinguished members and leaders of our military. We welcome and distinct our Knights of Columbus. Of course, sharing you and your family, Sergeant Jack. If one were to look at the definition of the word hero, we would find out that a hero is one who is admired or idealized for courage, outstanding achievements, and noble qualities. Sadly, within our world, this word hero is overused in so many ways for self-serving purposes. And when this is done, it cheapens the meaning of what a hero truly is. For a real hero is one who has courage, who is self-sacrificing for doing what is just and right. Today, we are gathered in this church as we have brought home a real hero and lay him to rest in his home city near his parents. And we know Jack was a hero for the courage that he showed in the face of evil, the courage that gave him stamina as he suffered and was degraded on the death march in Bataan, and the courage he showed as a prisoner of war until he succumbed to cholera in the prison. For Jack had the courage to fulfill a duty to serve, to honor, and to fight for his country, fight for freedom. And he did this service in the military with courage. Too many today have no idea what the men and women in our military have sacrificed with courage through the years for the good of our country. As a son of a Marine who was a part of the Frozen Chosen serving in the Korean War and returned home underappreciated, I am proud to be celebrating this Mass in appreciation of a soldier who endured so much so that we can continue to live in this country in freedom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Being poor in spirit is that openness one has in life. It is an openness to service of others, of giving of one's self for others. Poor in spirit is emptying oneself and putting others first. How can anyone doubt that by enlisting in the military, it was Jack who put his country first, who was open to serve? And this service was giving of himself for men and women in this country that he didn't even know. But Jesus has told us to love one another and to love is to serve, is to be poor in spirit. Blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall see God. Love, as we all know, is an action. And now Jack's heart was focused on the singleness of service, of love. Now he had to have mustered all of that strength as he endured the suffering of the march. As many of his brothers fell under the strain and the pressure, it was Jack who continued to endure. And he endured the dreadful march when he was single-hearted, focusing on survival, focusing on service. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who thirst for righteousness. How Jack fulfilled these beautiful beatitudes by his service in the military. Jack was dedicated and devoted to his country, fighting for the rights to live in freedom. As God sent his Son into the world so that we could be free from sin and live as free persons, it was Jack who fought for the righteousness that God had given to the world when he put his laws of love into place so that the people he created could live within this world and know God's righteousness. Blessed are the sorrowful, for they will be consoled. It took Sharon's family 82 years to get to this very point. But the sorrows of the past, the sorrows of those who died on the march, the sorrows of those that died in the camp, and the deaths of the many who were in prison because of the ravages of war, are now replaced by tears of joy. Joy of homecoming. For God has taken the tears of humanity and consoled these souls with joy in the heavenly kingdom. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of falsehood against you because of me. Rejoice, for your reward shall be great in heaven. Rejoice. Every military personnel, whether they want to acknowledge God or not, give of themselves in honor of God, because they honor the beauty of God's creation. They uphold the peace he created for humanity to live within. And even though war may break out, the goal is to establish once more peace, so we may live on this earth as God intended, as God commanded. How the sorrows of war damage so many lives and the world in all its wonder. But the sorrow humanity goes through will bring forth new life. Just as Mary, the mother of Christ, experienced this great sorrow of the cross as the world took away her only son, so did the joy of the resurrection replace the sorrow that was in her heart. Today, we come to this church as we honor God by honoring he gave his life in service of his country. For the gospel of the Beatitudes is a gospel in which Jesus gives to us the attitudes of life. As Jesus tells the story of how to live so that we may reap his rewards, so we can participate in his love, in his mercy, so we can live as he intended. The sermon Jesus proclaimed shows us the way, proclaims the truth, and gives life. Life not only here on earth, but the eternal life in God's kingdom. A life God invites all to share. A life that keeps God's love alive. Sergeant Jack took on the attitude of Christ. He entered into service for his country, giving his life, as so many did during World War II. His efforts, his love, are not without fruit. And it is this fruit that we live and will never die. For we can rejoice as the gospel proclaims. For the kingdom of heaven is for our Sergeant Jack and all those who, for love of God and love of country, give to the land God created, so that life can always be generated and that good can be shared. And as we have brought our Jack home, we continue to share in that love that Christ gave to the world. Share with the same attitude that Jack had, the attitudes, so that the kingdom of heaven will also